This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Sitting in tonight, there's just a revolving wheel in this particular time slot, isn't there? It's just, you never know who you're going to get. It gets to 8 o'clock and you're like, hey, spin the wheel, let's see who shows up tonight. Well, that's getting ready to end before too long, because as the wonderful Matt Pajeski just said to me earlier, we are getting ready to get into Cardinal baseball. And when Cardinal baseball gets kicked up, you're going to have games that are going on. I am excited about that. I'm looking forward to having baseball back, and I'm looking forward to it not being last year's baseball season, because that was god-awful. Hey, Brad is hanging out with us for a little bit, and I wanted to ask him a couple of questions about a couple of news stories
okay. That
you've been talking about today. So the one you just talked about, the reckless driving crackdown that's going on. So yesterday? No. When was I here? I was here Tuesday. Man, my days are going together lately. It's just crazy. By the way, my wife said to me the other day, you know, the word you're looking for is no. Just because someone asks you to do something doesn't mean you have to say yes.
My wife says the same thing.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I haven't quite learned that yet, right?
I'm in the same boat.
I'm 50, almost 58 years old, and I haven't quite got to, okay, it's time to say no as to what's going on. But so when I was in here with Chris Ranji the other day, we were talking about traffic in St. Louis, and we were specifically talking about the fact that here we go again with another accident that happened, because I was here the night doing the show of the Drake concert, and it was the second night of the concert, and we were talking about that fact, because I hit all the traffic when I was coming down. I didn't know Drake was doing a second night, and as it turns out, he shouldn't have, because if he would have just done one, those people would still be in Chicago, and they'd still be alive, right? Hindsight is 20/20. But we were talking about that. We were talking about the young lady who lost her legs because of that crash. So Kara Spencer is wanting to do something about reckless driving. What is it that she's hoping to do?
She's hoping to get a bill passed that would allow officers to boot a vehicle right on the scene.
Oh.
So I don't know whether they'll oppose that, you know, and say that that's too much work, or who tells them that they should be able to do that, or
I'm curious,
that's even legal, right? I mean, are other departments doing that in other places?
Well, you know, one of the things Ranji brought up is St. Louis is different from a lot of major cities because we have very wide roads, and we have wide roads downtown because we used to have streetcars.
Right.
And streetcars needed the room, right? So you had these wide roads all over St. Louis. Now, we don't have streetcars anymore, as we well know, but we still have the wide roads. So they were talking about maybe doing some sort of traffic calming measures. And one of the things, you know, they talk about road diets. So what can you do to shrink the road and congest traffic a little more? Chris's thing is, if we just had more people downtown, that would stop that from happening. But the question that I had for him is, and you guys are down here every day, do you ever see a St. Louis City cop stop anybody for speeding?
I have not seen that.
Do you see them stop people for running red lights?
Or turning when they're not supposed to be turning? That happens all the time, too.
I saw a guy when I was down here a few weeks ago. He turned left on red, right? So there's a lot. You could turn right on red on a lot of, like, yeah. Okay, that's fine. I think that's a normal thing unless you see a sign, no right on red. Most people think, I can turn right on red. But you can't cross two lanes of traffic on a left turn.
That happens to me like once a month down here.
It happens down here all the time. Like, people look at traffic signals as mere suggestions, right? Oh, so that's kind of red? No, it's red. Stop. Like, what are you doing? So I'm curious to see if this is going to kick in for her, where that's going to go. And I'll be interested to see. So next Wednesday, we have the East-West Gateway meeting. So I'm on the board of directors for East-West Gateway. And we're currently talking about, you know, the crime summit. And the mayor is trying to get some things going to curtail crime in the city. Eric Apt, who wrote this book, Bleeding Out, and his group goes around and helps communities who are trying to especially stop violent crime. And that's the big thing in St. Louis. They'll tell you that crime is down in St. Louis, but the thing that's not down is violent crime. Well, I would submit to you, I don't really care if the other crime's down. If violent crime is up, that's the big problem. You can't have violent crime. Here's something that just blew me away when we first started talking about this. So 90% of the homicides that happen in the St. Louis metropolitan area, the entire, 2.6 million, something like that, of the greater St. Louis metro area, 90% of the homicides that happen in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Clair County. Of those 90% of the homicides, they know who the shooters are. They can actually tell you, oh, it's BJ, who's the shooter of blah, blah, blah gang. Right. And I had heard of, I mean, I live in St. Charles County, man. And it's amazing how 30 miles is a world away for what's going on. Now, I say that, and then you've got the Forestell story, right, of the guy who shot his girlfriend in the head with a shotgun. Brother, that's some anger issues.
It sure is.
And neither one of them, from what I'm understanding of your story, neither one of these two are St. Charles County people.
They are not.
So she, I forgot where she
Cadet,
was.
Cadet, Missouri.
I don't even know where Cadet, Missouri is. But so she's from there, and he's from Illinois?
Yeah, from Madison County, from Godfrey.
So, again, these Illinois people, I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. I'm just kidding. But, I mean, so you have that. By the way, Barry Bayless, who is the St. Charles County spokesperson, you will not meet a better person on the face of the earth. That guy is a quality human being all the way around. Just super proud that he is part of the St. Charles County Police Force. But as normal, I digress, right? So trying to look at how can we get things to get better around the region and how are we going to do things, just doing something as small as what she is talking about doing and trying to do traffic calming. If you could do something like that, that would help. But we're 300 police officers short in the city of St. Louis, right? So my daughter is dating a St. Louis City police officer, right? And I will not out him because I don't want to get him in trouble.
Right.
Right. But I know, according to the chief of police, they're 300 officers short. So there is a proposal that has been floated through East-West Gateway. Can we get the highway patrol to come help with traffic in the city of St. Louis? From what my daughter's boyfriend told me, that if you could just get the highway patrol to handle the accidents and everything that happen on the highways, it would open up so many officers that would be able to actually go fight crime, which is what you would want your officers doing anyway.
And right? Have a presence.
Yes. So you could put them in these areas where you know the shooters are to try and curtail them. Because I would submit to you, a cop on a street is a deterrent. Whether he's doing anything or not, just being on the street is a deterrent for someone who has bad intentions acting on them. So we'll see where it goes. So, Brad, I appreciate you hanging out for a little bit and adding some color to those stories. You know, we do these stories, but we don't get a chance to really dig apart in some of these sometimes. So we may talk a little bit as we go through the evening about what's going on with the shootings that have happened lately, because in St. Charles County, we generally don't have a lot of shootings. You know the thing that's happened a lot that I haven't heard people talk about? The deaths and fires lately.
Right.
We have had like 5 fire deaths that have happened around the region lately and all across from Illinois out to Defiance in St. Charles. Like, they're all over the place. I'm like, what is causing all these fires that are happening at times when people can't get out? And we've lost little kids because of that fire in Defiance. Was a 4-year-old and 6-year-old boy. I mean, just heartbreaking stuff that's going on.
And so, then Ferguson with a mother.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking to everybody involved, you know, not only the first responders, family, but those of us reading the stories.
Oh, man. It's something that you would think in today's fire suppressant things that we have, you shouldn't have this many fires. And we normally don't. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on that's making that happen. So who knows? We're here until 10 o'clock tonight. God knows what all we're going to talk about. But I can tell you what we're going to talk about next is we're going to talk a little bit about building your future. So Jason Hughes and Katie Vargas are going to join us. It's called Build Your Future Event. And we're going to dig into that in a little bit. My name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service on KMOX.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is At Your Service on KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight. So if you have a child that is looking for a future path, what are they going to do? Well, for years, we always told our kids, you need to go to college. You've got to go to college for you to have a good career. And you know what? That kind of turned out to not be true. In many cases, people end up getting a college degree and they just can't find a path forward. And then they start looking for something else to do. Not that there's anything wrong with college. I mean, you could end up in radio, like Matt and I. But there's other options out there. What are those other options? Well, there's an event that is coming up in April. It's actually on my birthday, on April 24th, and it's called Build My Future STL. Jason Hughes and Katie Vargas are going to join us. Well, Jason was going to join us, but Jason lost his voice. So Jason's not going to be able to join us. But Katie Vargas is joining us. She's with the Francis Howell School District. Katie, how are you?
I'm well, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to give Jason all kinds of grief about the fact that he's screaming too loud and he loses his voice, and now he's going to drop these on you. No, Jason is a great guy. You probably hear the commercials for T.R. Hughes, and that's Jason who's on those particular commercials. He's also the president of the Home Builders Association, who is a big partner in this event with Build My Future STL, aren't they?
That is correct, yes. And I will forgive Jason just this once. He is a wonderful guy.
Well, you have to forgive him because you work with him. But I can give him grief because I can. So that's just kind of how it works. No, he is a great guy. So tell us a little bit about the Build My Future STL event. I'll lead into the fact of saying, I think this is the third year that you have this going on, isn't it?
Yes, it is our third annual event. It is the second year that we are having a two-day event, which I believe is still the only Build My Future two-day event in the nation.
Wow, I didn't know that. Now, it's at the Family Arena in St. Charles.
Correct, and it is open to all high schools. If you can hear my voice, you are welcome to attend. We have currently, as of today, 77 high schools from around the greater St. Louis region registered, with about 2,500 students estimated to attend.
Wow, that is huge. Now, when you first started, how many students did you have that first year?
We had less than 1,000.
Okay.
No. Actually, I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, but I can remember numbers like this. So,
well, I mean, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we had about 800 that year one, and then we grew it by about 500 to 600 last year, and now we're again estimated about another 600 to 700 more on top of that this year. So it continues to grow, and we will continue to make room.
Now, if I remember correctly, this was an event that was kind of born down in Springfield, Missouri, and I want to say 2014-ish. Was that about right?
That is about right. I don't know the exact history on when the first launch was down in Springfield, but that is the first site of the first ever Build My Future. And then the committee, the folks that created that event, were just extremely generous and invited educators from all over the state to come down. Industry folks as well to come down and see the event for themselves. And now we have several Build My Future events statewide, and I think even across the nation.
So you've got over, did you say 77 high schools that are part of this thing this year?
That is correct, Mike. So 77 as of today, and that number is still growing. Again, we still are accepting high school registration through March 1st.
Okay.
And before we disconnect, I can give you our website and your listeners our website for any high schools that would still like to register. And if you're a parent or a student, high school student listening, I would recommend going to your high school counselor, contacting your high school counselor or building administrator, and making sure that your school is registered.
So let's talk a little bit about the event itself. It is a two-day event. It starts on Wednesday, April 24th. It goes through Thursday, April 25th. But over these 2 days, what are attendees going to find waiting for them when they show up at the Family Arena?
Yes, so this is the most exciting part. It really just makes all of the hard work worth it when you're walking around looking at students, interacting with our amazing industry partners. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on both of the days you mentioned, high school students will be arriving by busloads and walking through the Family Arena and out to the back parking lot, where they will have access to, as of today, 60 exhibitors and counting.
Wow.
Well, they'll be able to interact with all 60 and more of these exhibitors through hands-on exhibits, where they will get to literally try on the trades for the day. So high school students will be able to floor lay. They'll get to access large machinery and operate that machinery, framing and roofing. They'll get to do some mudding and taping, mosaic tiling. There's an obstacle course. Just you name it, anything related or tangent to the trades career area is represented that day.
So the differences in the different sessions that are going to happen, you have some that are going to be for high school students, but some that are open, like you were saying, to the general public. Is it going to be different things that happen at those, or is it going to be the same things just for different age groups of people?
No, it will be the exact same exhibits, and so that is exactly why we are doing the 2 to 4 p.m. public event. It is free and completely open to the public on that Wednesday, the first day, April 24th, 2 to 4 p.m. All of the exact same exhibits will be available to the general public, and we recognize and understand that we have we have 20-something, 30-something. Heck, I'm 40-something and still trying to figure out maybe what I want to do when I grow up. So
I'm 57. I'm right there with you. So we'll figure it out.
Well, we've talked about this. So we know that there are people still wanting to make career changes in their lives. And we invite adults to come and check out the expo during that 2 to 4 time frame. We also welcome younger students, middle school age students, to come with their parents or, a small group of kids from their school, if a teacher wants to organize that, to come during that public opening time frame.
You know, it's great if you're someone who's looking for, what else am I going to do? Or maybe the career path that you're on right now just isn't going anywhere. But I know especially for these high school students that are trying to figure it out, and they may be wondering, what kind of money can I make? And I mean, you're talking about jobs in many cases that are paying $29, $30 an hour. And this is something that you get paid in most cases to earn while you learn, which is something completely different from a traditional, go to college pathway.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. And that's exactly why I do what I do. I was teasing you a minute ago. I know exactly what I want to be when I grow up because I'm doing that work as an educator in Francis Howell. And that is really helping parents and students alike recognize and understand that we all have different aptitudes and interests. And there is a career, a rewarding, lucrative career out there for all of us. And that includes the construction trades. And we see time and again, kids just lighting up at this expo. And then last year with the public event, we saw kids that were there earlier in the day coming back with their parents to show their parents firsthand and to talk with these awesome industry partners about all of the opportunity that awaits them, not just in pay, but in continual advancement and growth and learning. in the industry as well.
Well, I know Jason had sent me some numbers earlier, and just talking about construction sector jobs alone, there were over 24,000 jobs that got added in December, another 11,000 that got added on top of that in January. And that's now. That's not, you know, this is something that happened in 2020. That's 2023, 2024 job openings. And you continue to see this happening because construction is something that is not going to slow down anytime soon. We're going to continue to grow and build, and we really need these skilled laborers to come in. And I love the fact that you guys have been doing this. I appreciate the Home Builders Association of St. Louis and Eastern Missouri for getting together on this and really expanding this. I'm thrilled because, you know, I'm a St. Charles County Council guy, right? So I love that it's at the family arena, and I love that we're able to put that together. I'm with you. I know what I want to do too, right? I want to be the county executive, but I got to wait till Steve Ellman is done. So supposedly that's 26, but we'll wait and see, right? So there are so many jobs that are out there, and it's a great opportunity for kids and adults to come out on the April 24th and April 25th to be able to learn about these. And the great part, I think, Katie, is it's a hands-on experience. Like, you get to really see how these machines operate. You get to watch a backhoe. You get to watch a dozer. You get to watch people actually put bricks together and do plumbing. I mean, it's a great opportunity, and I appreciate the fact that you guys are doing this. So again, if somebody wants to get involved, how can they learn more information and how can they pre-register?
Yes, the best way for folks to get involved would be to go to our website, and that is simply buildmyfuturestl.com. And folks who are listening who are interested in sponsoring the event can go there to get more information. Folks who are interested in registering as an exhibitor can go there, as well as any educators, high schools in the area that would still like to register to bring students.
Well, fantastic. I appreciate you spending some time tonight, and we're done giving Jason a hard time. Jason, we hope that you feel better, and we hope that your voice returns. But thank you for TRUs and for the Home Builders Association of St. Louis and Eastern Missouri for being a partner in this. I think this is a fantastic event. Katie, I really appreciate you handling this solo tonight, but everything that you're doing out at Francis House School District, you know, you guys have a lot of great programs that are going on, and I appreciate what you're doing to help us build a very competitive workforce in the St. Louis metropolitan area moving forward.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you so much for having me on tonight.
That is Katie Vargas. She's with the Francis House School District. It is buildmyfuturestl.com. Go check it out, and we hope that you'll join us at the Family Arena on April 24th. We are going to talk a little bit about the craziness that is going on at Jefferson City. I know we say that all the time, but we keep thinking it's going to end, right? No, there was more reading in the Senate this past week than happens at a library. Filibusters are going around for everybody. We are going to talk to Emily Manley from Fox 2 about what's going on in Jeff City on the other side. It is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. This is KMOX.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Yes, it's time to go back in time and repeat the same thing that we've done over and over again. It's called the Missouri Senate. We just continue to do the same thing. Matt and I were talking before, I think last week, we were talking about days of our lives because that's what the legislature feels like this year. But the lady who covers it for Fox 2 is Emily Manley, and she is joining us again on KMOX. Emily, how are you?
Mike, we survived another week in Jefferson City. I should start out by saying that.
You know, I got a midweek update with you this week because I got a chance to be on during the day when people are awake and got the opportunity to talk to you. When you were in the middle of all of this stuff, you had just had, what was it? It was more than a 14-hour filibuster that,
We ended with 21 hours, started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday and went until about 1:30 on Tuesday. So it was a lengthy one, but the biggest thing that people keep saying is, oh my gosh, another filibuster. Oh my gosh, another filibuster. But I just keep telling people this is normal. I sound crazy that I'm saying a 21-hour filibuster is normal, but you know, it's the Democrats filibustering. So we've spent the first 6 weeks listening to Republicans filibustering against Republicans, but now this is the process of how it actually works in the Missouri Senate. The Democrats filibuster until they can get a compromise and move on. So even though it was 21 hours and it was a long, long, long night, we're getting a little bit back to normal, I think.
Well, it's good to see that we're back to the way things used to be, right? So welcome back, Cotter. We're back to that same thing again. But we're still on the same issue. Now, it sounds like, for those of you who haven't been following along, the magic words in the Missouri Senate this year have been IP reform. And if you're like a lot of people who are more tech savvy, you're probably thinking that has to do with an internet protocol. No, this is initiative petition reform. And the whole thing has been the Republicans want to make it harder to amend the Missouri Constitution. They would tell you that the Missouri Constitution is one of the easiest state constitutions to amend throughout the country. Now, the funny thing about that is, and Emily, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Senate passed initiative petition reform last year. It just didn't make it through the House. They ran out of time, and the governor didn't get the opportunity to sign it. So they were trying to go back and get it done this year. But I didn't get the feeling that anybody going into session was against that from a Republican side.
I totally agree. I think the big difference now between Republicans is it has to do with this ballot language. I think that is the big icing on the cake this year. It's the boogeyman in the room. And let me explain that a little bit, because IP reform, like you said, it is so confusing and just it's kind of weird to explain it. But when it comes to the Constitution, Missouri voters actually have the final say in this because it has to do with the Constitution. So lawmakers can't go and change the threshold without approval from the voters. Well, there are many Republicans that are concerned that if they put on the ballot, should it be harder to pass a constitutional amendment? They're worried that any Missourian is going to vote no on that. It doesn't matter if you're right, if you're left, if you're in the middle. They're worried that it's going to be harder. So there are some Republicans that wanted to put on what Democrats are calling ballot candy. And that's what we saw this week. The first question on that ballot would have been, should a non-U.S. citizen be allowed to vote on constitutional amendments? Well, I want you to know that's already in state law. And that's what Democrats were filibustering about, is they were so mad that this ballot candy, this trick, was on this question that would go to voters. We heard from some Republicans even call it ballot candy themselves. But, you know, that's what the Democrats wanted to get rid of. They just wanted voters to get asked that question. Should it be harder to amend the state's constitution? And that's what it finally came out to. But I think that's the biggest difference now between last year when it was passed in the Senate and what we're seeing among Republicans now. Because you have the Freedom Caucus that says we absolutely need to be asking voters if non-citizens should be allowed to vote in elections. And then you have the other Republicans saying, okay, but we're tricking voters. So once again, the fight becomes between Republicans.
Wow. Now, they did get it passed out of the Senate this year, though, right?
They did. They passed it today, actually. It's headed to the House. And there are many members of the Freedom Caucus. Remind you, we have three caucuses in the Senate, which sounds a little odd. You have the Democrats, you have the Republicans, and then you have the Freedom Caucus members, which are made up of Republicans. They just say that they're more conservative. So it did pass out of the Senate today. It was by a party line vote, not surprising. All Democrats voted it down. Republicans voted in favor. All Republicans voted in favor. But I would say that the biggest difference happened to be you know, we saw Democrats say, we are not sitting down until you take away that ballot candy. Okay, well, they took away the ballot candy. So in a way, Democrats kind of won the week, even though that's not exactly what they want. But now I feel like we're going to have Republicans continue to fight each other as this now goes over to the House. House leadership says that they want to put that ballot candy back on. But I want you to know that if it comes back to the Senate, this lovely process of how a bill becomes a law, that we're going to have more fighting, more filibustering, and there are Republicans that say we can't do it. So it's just this big web, and I feel like it's even confusing for me to say out loud. I feel like I need a pen and paper and to just draw it out for everybody.
Yeah, we need some sort of a flow chart to follow all this. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy, but they did make the first move today. This is what the Freedom Caucus wanted from the very first day of session. They wanted to pass IP reform. Here we are at the end of February. It is through the Senate. It is now headed to the House. And we'll see where the saga goes from here.
We're talking with Emily Manley from Fox 2, who covers all the craziness in Jeff City. I want to switch up on you just a little bit because, and I'm sure you probably followed this, but Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, who is running for governor against Mike Kehoe and Bill Eigel, who are the three main Republicans who are running, he made a comment this week about saying that we should treat everybody the same and we shouldn't give our military members anything special. And he has been trying to back up on that comment quite a bit. And Bill Eigel and Mike Kehoe both went after him on making that comment. So Jay's making some headlines.
And it's not the headlines he probably wants, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, I think that's safe to say.
I think when those words came out of his mouth, he had to think, oh, shoot, I should have put my foot in my mouth, because that's not good. You also have to remember that Bill Eigel is a veteran himself, so that's not going to – Bill Eigel is going to use that till the cows come home, just because – I don't think that was the right move, and I'm sure his PR person went, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, because he is trying to back up on it now. I think he knows what he said is truly a mistake, and I don't think it's going to help him in the race. I have said since the beginning of this campaign season that Ashcroft has the one thing going for them that Kehoe and Eigel don't. It's his last name.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows the Ashcroft family because of what his dad was and is in the state, and I think that is still going to play a huge role in it. But I think that those words that came out of his mouth, he is even trying to figure out how to go about reversing them and how to go about, because nobody, it doesn't matter if you're blue, purple, red, you know, it doesn't matter, because everybody thinks of veterans as the same. We are so thankful for them and everything that they've done. And I think that what he said is not going to help him in his campaign, other than the fact that he has the last name Ashcroft.
I'm sure it's not the last misstep that a political candidate is going to have over this race. So I believe, and then I'll let you go with this, I believe the political candidates for August primaries, I think they file next week. Is that right?
Yep, Tuesday. It's going to be a busy day. And for those of you that may not know this, it's kind of like the Super Bowl for these candidates in a way. They all have to go to the Secretary of State's office in Jefferson City, the Kirkpatrick building, and there will literally be a line. How it works is they have to go through and draw a number. On that number is where they end up on the ballot. So it doesn't matter even if you're first in line or you're 50th in line. You still have to draw a number. But it's literally this sport. Every year I'm always amazed by how many people are there at 6 a.m. trying to be the first in line, because you still got to draw a number. But week, I want to say what this candidate filing day really means. We know who's running for what. From now, so far, it's always been just the talk.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Yes, it's time to go back in time and repeat the same thing that we've done over and over again. It's called the Missouri Senate. We just continue to do the same thing. Matt and I were talking before, I think last week, we were talking about days of our lives, because that's what the legislature feels like this year. But the lady who covers it for Fox 2 is Emily Manley, and she is joining us again on KMOX. Emily, how are you?
Mike, we survived another week in Jefferson City. I should start out by saying that.
You know, I got a midweek update with you this week because I got a chance to be on during the day when people are awake, and got the opportunity to talk to you. When you were in the middle of all of this stuff, you had just had, what was it? It was more than a 14-hour filibuster
we ended with 21 hours. Started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday and went until about 1:30 on Tuesday. So it was a lengthy one, but the biggest thing that people keep saying is, oh my gosh, another filibuster. Oh my gosh, another filibuster. But I just keep telling people, this is normal. I sound crazy that I'm saying a 21 hour filibuster is normal, but you know, it's the Democrats filibustering. So we've spent the first 6 weeks listening to Republicans filibustering against Republicans. But now this is the process of how it actually works in the Missouri Senate. The Democrats filibuster until they can get a compromise and move on. So even though it was 21 hours and it was a long, long, long night, we're getting a little bit back to normal, I think.
Well, it's good to see that we're back to the way things used to be, right? So welcome back, Cotter. We're back to that same thing again. But we're still on the same issue. Now, it sounds like, for those of you who haven't been following along, the magic words in the Missouri Senate this year have been IP reform. And if you're like a lot of people who are more tech savvy, you're probably thinking that has to do with an internet protocol. No, this is initiative petition reform. And the whole thing has been the Republicans want to make it harder to amend the Missouri Constitution. And they would tell you that the Missouri Constitution is one of the easiest state constitutions to amend throughout the country. Now, the funny thing about that is, and Emily, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Senate passed initiative petition reform last year. It just didn't make it through the House. They ran out of time, and the governor didn't get the opportunity to sign it. So they were trying to go back and get it done this year. But I didn't get the feeling that anybody going into session was against that from a Republican side.
I totally agree. I think the big difference now between Republicans is it has to do with this ballot language. I think that is the big icing on the cake this year. It's the boogeyman in the room. And let me explain that a little bit, because IP reform, like you said, it is so confusing and just it's kind of weird to explain it. But when it comes to the Constitution, Missouri voters actually have the final say in this because it has to do with the Constitution. So lawmakers can't go and change the threshold without approval from the voters. Well, there are many Republicans that are concerned that if they put on the ballot, should it be harder to pass a constitutional amendment? They're worried that any Missourian is going to vote no on that. It doesn't matter if you're right, if you're left, if you're in the middle. They're worried that it's going to be harder. So there are some Republicans that wanted to put on what Democrats are calling ballot candy. And that's what we saw this week. The first question on that ballot would have been, should a non-U.S. citizen be allowed to vote on constitutional amendments? Well, I want you to know that's already in state law. And that's what Democrats were filibustering about, is they were so mad that this ballot candy, this trick, was on this question that would go to voters. We heard from some Republicans even call it ballot candy themselves. But, you know, that's what the Democrats wanted to get rid of. They just wanted voters to get asked that question. Should it be harder to amend the state's constitution? And that's what it finally came out to. But I think that's the biggest difference now between last year when it was passed in the Senate and what we're seeing among Republicans now, because you have the Freedom Caucus that says we absolutely need to be asking voters if non-citizens should be allowed to vote in elections. And then you have the other Republicans saying, okay, but we're tricking voters. So once again, the fight becomes between Republicans.
Wow. Now, they did get it passed out of the Senate this year, though, right?
They did. They passed it today, actually. It's headed to the House. And there are many members of the Freedom Caucus. Remind you, we have three caucuses in the Senate, which sounds a little odd. You have the Democrats, you have the Republicans, and then you have the Freedom Caucus members, which are made up of Republicans. They just say that they're more conservative. So it did pass out of the Senate today. It was by a party line vote, not surprising. All Democrats voted it down. Republicans voted in favor. All Republicans voted in favor. But I would say that the biggest difference happened to be, we saw Democrats say, we are not sitting down until you take away that ballot candy. Okay, well, they took away the ballot candy. So in a way, Democrats kind of won the week, even though that's not exactly what they want. But now I feel like we're going to have Republicans continue to fight each other as this now goes over to the House. House leadership says that they want to put that ballot candy back on. But I want you to know that if it comes back to the Senate, this lovely process of how a bill becomes a law, that we're going to have more fighting, more filibustering, and there are Republicans that say we can't do it. So it's just this big web, and I feel like it's even confusing for me to say out loud. I feel like I need a pen and paper and to just draw it out for everybody.
Yeah, we need some sort of a flow chart to follow all this. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy, but they did make the first move today. This is what the Freedom Caucus wanted from the very first day of session. They wanted to pass IP reform. Here we are at the end of February. It is through the Senate. It is now headed to the House. And we'll see where the saga goes from here.
We're talking with Emily Manley from Fox 2, who covers all the craziness in Jeff City. I want to switch up on you just a little bit because, and I'm sure you probably followed this, but Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, who is running for governor against Mike Kehoe and Bill Igel, who are the three main Republicans who are running, he made a comment this week about saying that we should treat everybody the same and we shouldn't give our military members anything special. And he has been trying to back up on that comment quite a bit. And Bill Igel and Mike Kehoe both went after him on making that comment. So Jay's making some headlines.
And it's not the headlines he probably wants, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, I think that's safe to say.
I think when those words came out of his mouth, he had to think, oh, shoot, I should have put my foot in my mouth, because that's not good. You also have to remember that Bill Eagle is a veteran himself, so that's not going to – Bill Eagle is going to use that till the cows come home, just because I don't think that was the right move, and I'm sure his PR person went, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, because he is trying to back up on it now. I think he knows what he said is truly a mistake, and I don't think it's going to help him in the race. I have said since the beginning of this campaign season that Ashcroft has the one thing going for them that Kehoe and Eagle don't. It's his last name.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows the Ashcroft family because of what his dad was and is in the state. And I think that that is still going to play a huge role in it. But I think that those words that came out of his mouth, he is even trying to figure out how to go about reversing them and how to go about, because nobody, it doesn't matter if you're blue, purple, red, you know, it doesn't matter because everybody thinks of veterans as the same. We are so thankful for them and everything that they've done. And I think that what he said is not going to help him in his campaign, other than the fact that he has the last name Ashcroft.
I'm sure it's not the last misstep that a political candidate is going to have over this race. So I believe, and then I'll let you go with this, I believe the political candidates for August primaries, I think they file next week. Is that right?
Yep, Tuesday. It's going to be a busy day. And for those of you that may not know this, it's kind of like the Super Bowl for these candidates in a way. They all have to go to the Secretary of State's office in Jefferson City, the Kirkpatrick building, and there will literally be a line. How it works is they have to go through and draw a number. On that number is where they end up on the ballot. So it doesn't matter even if you're first in line or you're 50th in line, you still have to draw a number. But it's literally this sport. Every year I'm always amazed by how many people are there at 6 a.m. trying to be the first in line. Because you still got to draw a number. But I want to say what this candidate filing day really means. We know who's running for what. From now, so far, it's always been just the talk. Oh, look at that campaign finance. Oh, he says he's running for that. We all are officially going to know come Tuesday. They don't have to file on Tuesday. They have a month to do it. But 9 times out of 10, they're doing it within the first day. But it just kind of becomes that solid, we all know, finally. And it'll be interesting to see who does what. There's a couple of candidates I have my eye on of what's actually going to happen come this Tuesday. But it all officially becomes official on Tuesday.
It's going to be an exciting day because people are still talking about candidates who haven't announced anything yet. But there's a lot of talk going on. And boy, my phone was blowing up earlier this week about who may be running for Congress from Lake St. Louis and who's not and who may be throwing their hat in the ring for lieutenant governor or secretary of state. Like, I'm excited to see what's going on Tuesday. Emily, I appreciate the fact that you are keeping a watchful eye on this, and I look forward to talking to you soon and finding out what actually happened. So I know the drama is not going to end. It's going to play all the way through May. So the good news for you is that's job security.
I'm not going anywhere before May. I can tell you that much.
Well, I appreciate you.
Of course, always a pleasure to talk to you, Mike. And the next time we talk, maybe we can talk about candidate filing because it'll be official then.
It's going to be exciting. That is Emily Manley from Fox 2. There is a lot going on, and we will keep up with it right here at Your Service. I'm Mike Elam. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Can't believe how fast this show always goes. So we got 1 hour that's already done. I can't believe that. Thanks to Jason Hughes and Katie Vargas. I know Jason still lost his voice, but I'm giving him credit anywhere. Thanks for them for being here to talk about Build Your Future STL. Thanks to Emily Manley. I love the fact that she is so up on all this stuff that is going on in Jefferson City. Somebody needs to keep an eye on the soap opera. And the good news is it just keeps giving. So there's always something like that going on. There is a program that you may not be familiar with. It's a program called CAPS. And we are going to talk to the director of the St. Charles County CAPS program. Her name is Erica Land. And Erica is going to join us on the other side. We were talking about high school students and Build My Future, Build Your Future STL. Well, there's other programs. And this is a program that you are going to want to know about. I'm Mike Elam. This is At Your Service. You are listening to the Voice of St. Louis, News Talk 1120, KMOX.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Can't believe how fast this show always goes. So we got 1 hour that's already done. I can't believe that. Thanks to Jason Hughes and Katie Vargas. I know Jason still lost his voice, but I'm giving him credit anyway. Thanks for them for being here to talk about Build Your Future STL. Thanks to Emily Manley. I love the fact that she is so up on all this stuff that is going on in Jefferson City. Somebody needs to keep an eye on the soap opera. And the good news is it just keeps giving. So there's always something like that going on. There is a program that you may not be familiar with. It's a program called CAPS. And we are going to talk to the director of the St. Charles County CAPS program. Her name is Erica Land. And Erica is going to join us on the other side. We were talking about high school students and Build My Future, Build Your Future STL. Well, there's other programs. And this is a program that you are going to want to know about. I'm Mike Elam. This is At Your Service. You are listening to the Voice of St. Louis, News Talk 1120, KMOX.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.